It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr. Democratic Representative Diana DeGette criticized Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. during a congressional hearing yesterday. She says it's been a disturbing 15 months for public health, citing increases in measles cases, decreases in vaccination rates, and cuts to research.
These stories represent a failure of leadership and a failure of vision. If we want to truly make America healthy, we need to follow the evidence, empower the scientists, and we need to be willing to change when we're wrong.
DeGette also went after the administration's budget, which eliminates a program making birth control available for low-income families. Kennedy wouldn't comment on that, but said the Trump administration is putting in place policies prioritizing the health of Americans. Water officials in Colorado are sounding the alarm. At a meeting Tuesday, leaders described the state as facing severe drought and an already vanishing snowpack, which is key to supplying rivers and reservoirs. Snow Survey Supervisor Brian DeMonco says 2026 has been an exceptionally bad year for snowpack.
Snowpack is essentially gone. There's a few sites with some snow up high. And at the locations where snowpack winds up retaining for wind redistribution reasons or whatnot, most of the snowpack across the state is gone.
Despite the bleak outlook, officials say there is some hope for future storms. And leaders agree water conservation will be critical in the months ahead. Municipal courts in Adams and Broomfield counties are hosting a one-day Fresh Start event in May. It's aimed at clearing low-level nonviolent warrants like traffic offenses and low-level misdemeanors. Organizers say the event is about removing barriers and helping people move forward. Eligible people can attend virtually May 2nd. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado.